Krishna Book Canto 7, Vrindavana Antya Leela, Chapter 65, Scene 2, The Gopis Question Balaram. When the gopis arrived, Lord Balaram glanced over them with loving eyes. Being overjoyed, the gopis, who had so long been mortified on account of Krishna and Balaram's absence, began to ask about the welfare of the two brothers. They specifically asked Balaram whether Krishna was enjoying his life surrounded by the enlightened women of Dwarakapuri. Does Krishna sometimes remember his father Nanda and his mother Yashoda and the other friends with whom he so intimately behaved while Krishna was in Vrindavan? Does Krishna have any plans to come here to see his mother Yashoda? And does Krishna remember us gopis who are now pitiably bereft of Krishna's company? Krishna might have forgotten us in the midst of the cultured women of Dwaraka, but as far as we are concerned, we are still remembering Krishna by collecting flowers and sewing them into garlands. And when Krishna does not come, however, we simply pass our time by crying. If only Krishna would come here and accept these garlands that we have made. Dear Lord Balaram, descendant of Dasharatha, you know that we would give up everything for Krishna's friendship. Even in great distress, one cannot give up the connection of family members. But although it might be impossible for others, we gave up our fathers, mothers, sisters, and relatives without caring at all about our renunciation. But then, all of a sudden, Krishna renounced us and went away. Krishna broke off our intimate relationship without any serious consideration and left for a foreign country. But Krishna was so clever and cunning that he manufactured very nice words. Krishna said, "My dear gopis, please do not worry, for the service you have rendered me is impossible for me to repay. And after all, we are women, so how could we disbelieve Krishna? Now we can understand that Krishna's sweet words were simply for cheating us." Another gopi, protesting Krishna's absence from Vrindavana, then began to say, "My dear Balaramaji, we are of course village girls, so Krishna could cheat us in that way. But what about the women of Dwaraka? Don't think that they are as foolish as we are. We village women might be misled by Krishna, but the women in the city of Dwaraka are very clever and intelligent. Therefore, I would be surprised if such city women could be misled by Krishna and could believe his words." "My dear friend Balaram, Krishna is very clever in using words. No one can compete with Krishna in that art, for Krishna can manufacture such colorful words and talk so sweetly that the heart of any woman would be misled. Besides that, Krishna has perfected the art of smiling very attractively, and by seeing Krishna's smile, women become mad after him, and they give themselves to him without any hesitation. Oh, my dear friends, what is the use in talking about Krishna? If you are at all interested in passing away time by talking, then let us talk on some subject other than Krishna. For if cruel Krishna can pass his time without us, why can't we pass our time without Krishna? Of course, Krishna is passing his days very happily without us. But the difference is that we cannot pass our days very happily without Krishna. When the gopis were talking in this way, their feelings for Krishna became more and more intensified, and they were experiencing Krishna's smiling, Krishna's words of love, Krishna's attractive features, Krishna's characteristics, and Krishna's embraces. By the force of their ecstatic feelings, it appeared to the gopis that Krishna was personally present and dancing before them. Because of their sweet remembrance of Krishna, they could not check their tears, and so the gopis began to cry without consideration. Lord Balaram could, of course, understand the ecstatic feelings of the gopis, and therefore he wanted to pacify them. He was expert in presenting an appeal, and thus treating the gopis very respectfully, Balaram began to narrate the stories of Krishna so tactfully that the gopis became satisfied. In order to keep the gopis in Vrindavan satisfied, Lord Balaram stayed there continually for 2 months, namely the months of Chaitra, March, April, and Vaishakha, April, May. For those 2 months, Balaram kept himself among the gopis and passed every night with them in the forest of Vrindavan in order to satisfy their desire for conjugal love. Thus, Balaram also enjoyed the rasa dance with the gopis during those 2 months.
Things have really changed since I've been chanting. My life is not the same since I've been chanting. You've got a way about you. Now I can't live without you. I won't forget that you're inside my heart. You're inside my heart. Oh my Lord, I really must surrender. Oh my Lord, I simply must surrender. Oh my Lord, I truly must surrender to you. To you.
All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.